BBC. Coming up tonight then, our weekly visit. Well, maybe less regular than that, but where in the world is Andy Mossack? Our roving international travel ace is somewhere on this planet, but you and I have to track him down, and we should get the travel log round about 11:15. Now, I've got a clue now and one just before the 11 o'clock news. I'm in a desert landscape this week, in a region united with six others, each ruled by an emir. My region's name is translated literally as the top of the tent due to its northernmost location within the group. So this is where geography comes in, because obviously it's the Emirates, right? It is the UAE, but which one in particular? You may know better than me, you may have been there, but that's where Andy undoubtedly is. 81333RUSS. If you know, and you can help me out, 0800 389 3333. Second clue before 11 here on the Late Show, the BBC. Then Friday night, clue number one for Andy Mossack, looking for any help and advice, because to be quite frank, I'm utterly clueless in most things in life, but especially this. I've no idea. It's not a region I've ever been to, really. It's a region I'd like to go to, but I've got no sort of idea of the geography of it. So if you can help, that'd be ace. Thank you to Rob. I already mentioned Ra's al Khaimah. You're not on your own in suggesting that for us tonight, I must say. Hello and thank you to Phil, also to Brenda, Brian and Anita for all saying the same various spellings, but all suggesting the same idea. BBC. Thank you for the help so far as we try to track down our roving international travel ace, Mr. Andy Mossack. Some good, solid leads off of that first clue. Here is number two, and the man himself will be here about 11:15, and we'll get the live travel log from this nation. This region is unique within the group, being the only one with three natural assets: a sand desert, 40 miles of beaches, and a towering range of mountains where lies the world's longest zip line ride. At almost 3 kilometers, you reach speeds of up to 150 kilometers per hour. What do you think then? Has this cemented your plump or made you think twice? Andy Mossack, somewhere on this planet of ours. If you've changed your mind, 81333RUSS on the teletext, 0800 389 3333. The man himself, 11:15, and I can't wait. Thank you for the help off the couple of clues we had in the last hour, trying to track down the roving international travel ace. Let us blow the dust off the passport. One man travels this world, experiencing luxury so you and I don't have to. He's done it for many, many years. I don't believe we've ever failed. In fact, actually, we may have got it wrong once in all the time I've been doing this. These are places that you and I, now we can, put on our to-do list to visit. We say hello to Mr. Andy Mossack. Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, hoy, Ross. Good to be back again.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's always a treat when you are out. It's always a treat when you're on, but it's like a double treat when you're on from somewhere else live in the world.
I know, it's good, isn't it?
It's good. Gorgeous. So we put our heads together. I'd love to find out what time it is where you are. Standard holiday question, because we believe this is the first time we've featured this emirate. I think it's Ra's al Khaimah.
Yes, indeed it is.
Awesome.
Ra's al Khaimah, indeed. Yes.
Well done to everybody concerned for helping me out with Ra's al Khaimah. So this... Okay, I know next to nothing about the Emirates. These are always a treat because, I mean, you're no stranger to the UAE.
No, that's right. That's right. I mean, I've come here numerous times to see a few of the Emirates, you know, Dubai and Abu Dhabi and Fujairah in particular. There's seven of them. And everybody knows, obviously, they all know Dubai and Abu Dhabi. I've been to Sharjah, I've been to Fujairah, which is another one. Ajman is another, which I haven't been to. And Al-Qurayn, which I haven't been to. Oh, wow. But there is Ras Al Khaimah, or Rak for short. Mm-hmm. They like to be called Rak too. I've been here before, and I absolutely love it because it is so different to the others. And it's, you know, it's just because it's full of these natural assets that the others haven't got. You know, all of them have been developed with, you know, man-made stuff, and mm-hmm. it is what it is over there, you know. But with Rak, it's so good because you've got the mountains and you've got the desert and these mangrove wetlands. You know, they're all natural assets which they don't have to make because they're sitting here on the doorstep. And that's what makes it so great. It's got all the hotels. It's got all the luxury resorts if you really like the sunbed holiday. But the thing is to get out and about in Rak because it's so great. The others haven't got that. So they're really pushing it. And the Sheikh has, since 2010, he's really invested in tourism here. And it's just so quiet. It's no traffic. I suppose, you know, it's a bit like, you know, if you call London the capital, at least Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and then you've got sort of Cornwall and Devon.
I see.
Which is just as fancy, but quieter, you know? And that's okay. How I see Rak.
So yeah. Where do you start then with Rak? You turn up in Ras Al Khaimah. Where's the best place to start? What's on the essentials list for this particular emirate?
Yeah, well, you've got to do... I mean, it's got 5,000 years of history, of course, as most of the Gulf region has. But, you know, it's got some great stuff. They did pearl diving here for centuries. I mean, I didn't know that. So there's a pearl farm that you can visit and just find out just how pearls are created in oysters, which is fascinating. Wow. I thought it was great. There's some UNESCO things here too. There's the Dire Fortress, it's called, which is UNESCO protected, an ancient fortress on top of a hill, 240 steps in 40 degrees heat to get to the top.
Wow.
But you know, it's well worth it because you've got a fantastic view of the mountains, the Hajar Mountains, on one side, and then this beautiful Arabian Gulf on the other, you know, the waters of the Arabian Gulf, which is lovely to watch. This old pearling village, which I said about pearl diving, there's this abandoned village that's been there since the 1600s, and UNESCO are helping them to painstakingly restore it. That's there to see. But to be honest, Russ, the jewel in the crown is the Jebel Jais Mountain and this unbelievable zip line.
Okay. Now,
you know something.
There are plenty of nations in the world, Andy, that have, heaven knows you've been and reported from them for us here, that have absolutely breathtaking scenery that you just can see a mountain range and they are awe-inspiring and they make you feel small and it's all of those. But I think this is the first time you've ever said, look at the size of this mountain. It's gorgeous. Let's talk about the zip line.
I know, because I did it, sir. I actually
did
got
you?
On this thing. I did, yes. And it's the weirdest thing. I mean, I've been on zip lines, but this, you are... well, let me just paint you this picture. You're strapped in a harness. You're lying sort of face down, okay?
Uh-huh.
Hands behind your back. And it's basically like Superman in flight. That's how you do it.
Wow.
And they kind of put you in this sort of lying down pose, and then you've got a GoPro camera on top of the helmet, which is, in my case, unfortunately, facing my face instead of out. so I just watched 3 minutes of me in sheer terror.
Awesome.
I look... I looked like something out of Top Gun. You know, it was unbelievable. Anyway, they just push you and off you go. And literally you're flying over these deep ravines and canyons and through jagged peaks, because you're basically going from one mountain peak to the other.
On a zip line.
Yeah, 3 kilometers long. And it took, I depending on how heavy you are or what the wind's like, it could take up to 3 minutes. It took me 2 minutes to get across.
2 minutes?
2 minutes.
How fast were you going?
It felt like 2 hours.
Screaming all the way, were you?
Yeah. yeah. And the wind was tough. But, yeah, it goes, I mean, it's, you know, you go over 100 kilometers, I mean, an hour, yeah, at its peak, you know. But it is a brilliant, brilliant thing to do. And so, yeah, they've got other attractions up there too. You know, this downhill sledder, which is great fun. It's a one-person sled on rails, and you go down 26 turns. It lasts about 12, 13-minute ride. So that is brilliant up in the mountains.
Wow.
Guided hikes across the mountain trail. So, yeah, loads and loads of stuff to do. And tomorrow I'm doing the proper desert experience tomorrow. I've got my robes on, and I'll be out in the desert doing these giant sand dune bashing in a 4x4 Range Rover.
Okay. Now, Andy, this is you we're talking about. So I have got to make the point on this is which government minister is going to be with you in the Jeep? Because there's bound to be the head of tourism for the entire nation's bound to be there or something. So who's with you?
Well, I'm not driving it. There is a driver doing this. But me and the missus, actually, because she's out with me this week, and she's going to be there, and we'll be, God knows what's going to happen. But we might be doing a bit of camel riding and having a tented banquet in the evening, as is my right.
Basically, the banquet in a tent is just, you know, standard behavior for you on holiday, really. Let's talk about, I think when we've been to a variety of Emirates in the past visits with yourself, we've not necessarily mentioned much about the food, because a lot of attention is turned to, look, there are absolutely massive major international chains of hotels that have all of the chain restaurants and some individual ones. You can eat exactly the food that you want to eat when you're in the Emirates. However, when you're, say, in your banquet in the tent, what's the fare like? I imagine it's some fruits, beautiful flavors.
Yeah, there's a lot of dates, of course, because date palms are everywhere. So they've got make everything with dates. But I'm obsessed when I'm in the Gulf. I'm obsessed with foul. I think it's called foul madame, F-O-U-L. Maybe it's foul madame. I think it's foul, actually. Foul madame, which is stewed fava beans, garlic, onions, and lemon juice, cooked for hours. And I love it, because they have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner here, if you want it. Very healthy, but tastes delicious. So, I'm obsessed with that. Baba ganoush is always a staple under a tent. Roasted aubergine and tahini. Course hummus, falafel. Arabic flatbread bread, which is gorgeous. Roast lamb, of course, is another big one, isn't it? I love that. I love all of that. So, yeah, lots of salads. Very good. Sweet desserts. Bring it on. Mint tea. I'll have it all.
Wow. In a tent.
Whilst lying, of course. You have to sort of, you know, you have to pose, don't you? Repose.
Well, yes. Yeah. I mean,
it
would be, frankly, rude not to, wouldn't it, really? It genuinely would. I'll tell you what I have now. Somebody with a friend of mine, just very briefly to wrap this up, but there was a friend of mine who spent a lot of time, he was working in the Emirates, and he was and he was traveling around, and he says one of the best things that he had was it was tea, but it was like cardamom tea. And he said it was on hot days. Like, it was so refreshing. So I always think back to when my nana when my gran was still alive, she used to say on like a hot summer day, have a cup of tea, a hot cup of tea. It gets the sweat out of you, is what she used to say. And he was to say, have this sweet cardamom tea on a hot day. It was, it cooled me down. He swore by it.
Yeah, they do say that. They do say that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure because it is very, very hot. And in fact, tonight, you know, it's 2:15 in the morning, and it's just a cool 27 degrees outside.
Wow. 27 degrees. I'll tell you one final thing. This is whenever the Emirates turn up on this. This is always the thing I like to mention. Is my uncle. He's no longer with us. He's been dead for many years. But in the 70s, he was one of his jobs that he did was it was his job to he'd turn up in one of the Emirates. He'd have a flatbed truck. And it would be loaded up with telegraph poles, and he was on his own. And it was basically, you are going from here to here. And it was his job to get in the truck. He had big barrels of water on it and whatever else he needed. And he would drive, you know, 500 yards, stop, dig a hole, plant a telegraph pole. And he would do that, and he sort of leapfrogged through the deserts. And so it was him and a crew of others, and they were on their own in the middle of the deserts, putting up the telegraph poles because the communications were coming in. I always think, what an extraordinary thing to do for a job.
Yeah, absolutely. He was like the what's the equivalent of the Wichita line man?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
that's it. The linesman, the lineman for the county. Well, when are you on your way back then, Andy? You're going to stay there for a few more days?
Yeah, we're going to be here till next Thursday. So
wow,
yeah, we're having an extended break. And of course, at the moment, it's the end of Ramadan, and it's Eid is starting this weekend.
Yes, it is.
So there's going to be fireworks. There's going to be everything going on here. So it should be a real wow. Yeah,
extraordinary.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. So
well,
it should be great.
You enjoy yourself, Andy. It's, as always, lovely Thank to talk you. To you. And I think you've convinced me, after all the visits you've done, I've got to get a visit into the Emirates at some point. So you've done your bit for the tourist board.
Thank you very much. Come to Rack, because if you want a quiet time, that's the difference. But, yeah, loving it.
Excellent.
So, yeah, come over. We'll embrace you with open arms.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Andy, you take care of yourself. And we'll talk to you soon. Blowing the dust off the passport. Having a wonderful time in the UAE, Mr. Andy Mossack. He'll be back on the road again soon. Somewhere else on the globe. You never know where he'll turn up. Thank you for the help, though. I wouldn't have got it without you.